Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, I'm your host, Alana Kay, coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii, and I'm with the Violet Phoenix, and I'm going to be talking about ascension today. I'm just going to give a brief description of a couple of things, and then I'll go into the phone calls. I have two on the board right now. I had three, so call back if your call just dropped. I do the calls in the order they were received, and I will call out your area code, and you can tell us where you're from, because that's not always accurate. And tell me a little bit about what's troubling you, what you feel like you're hung up on, and I'll see what message Spirit has for you. And I have a description in the, underneath the screen that tells you a little bit about ascension. But the earth has risen, and it's been gradually, we were in a dark cycle. There's been times on the planet where it did vibrate higher, and we've been through a lot of different eras, different time periods where things were different. This is a particularly difficult time, and at the same time, it's like really crunch time because Earth has moved into a higher vibrating place in the universe, and I don't want to go into the whole story, but there's Galactic Federation of Light, there's archangels, there's light beings on the planet. A lot of the people that are interested in ascension, they are likely light beings, and they want to really restore their full being as these light beings have restored the integrity of Earth energy. So we're feeling this prompting from our soul, but it's very complicated because the life that's been created, which I call the Matrix, is very challenging right now, and it's pretty furious. And we're all connected in the Matrix. We're also all connected in the heart. So you can live in whichever realm you want. And ascension can be described in many different ways, and it really depends on a person's background, soul history, soul purpose, perspective. So when I'm working with you today, I hope we can somehow help you get unstuck and glean some light on your particular situation. And I hopefully can use my intuition to listen to like how you need to hear it. So it's hard to go into a description other than that it's really rising to your full glory and full connection to your soul. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. It's all about becoming your soul. It doesn't mean that people won't stay in your life, but we got to disconnect our energy from other sources. We only want to be connected to our higher self. And people will either stay or go. They will either rise or fall. But right now, it's so important to just focus on your own ascension. So any questions about that, you can bring them up in the phone calls. And please call in if you're interested. And thank you to the brave souls who have called in, because a lot of other people can glean information from your situation. And that's one of the reasons I like to do this. I have not done the show for almost a year, because the energy has been crazy, and I just really needed to wait until Spirit prompted me. One last thing I want to mention is the reason Spirit wants me to do this is because of the timing, but also because I am in an ascended state most of my life. And if you look at my website, you'll see my aura pictures that substantiate this, that I am in full alignment with consciousness. But it has a lot to do with cosmic tumblers, this is the time for everybody to rise. So I'm going to the 205 area code first. And hello. Hi. Can you tell me a little bit about your situation? Aloha. Hi.
Hi, I'm
so
Alana.
Used to saying aloha. I'm in Hawaii. Hi.
How are you?
Do I know
Thank you?
Thank
you for taking my call.
Oh, okay.
My name is Patricia. I know I spoke to you maybe about a year ago, so I have spoke to you at least once on your show. Happy New Year. And my situation...
Thank you. It's going to be a great year.
Yes. My situation... I have so many. So
I know. That's why we want to help spirit. That was what I wanted to say. That's why it's one day at a time. It's like, what's spirit pressing you? It's like a Rubik's Cube. What's the first move you need to make? Let's try to tune into that. Go ahead. You can say whatever you want to say.
What do you see when it comes to my grandchildren? I have my three and six-year-old grandsons, and my daughter lost last year in May.
Oh.
Yes.
This is really interesting. You should bring this one up. Yeah. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Did you have more to say about that? Because I'm getting information already.
Oh, I'm ready to receive your information.
Okay, good. I got to first be honest with you. It's interesting that you should feel the need to call in, the urge to call in, because I have a similar situation wherein my grandson, who is now 9, he was born and raised here. My daughter moved with him to California when he was 6, but because she was so young when she had him, I was basically the mother. And we had that bond. And it's been the biggest struggle I've had in the last couple of years. And I think because I finally came through that, I think I was finally at my final step in really getting clear, is that what I've discovered, which I know to be true, it's a very high spiritual truth, is that when you're aligned with your soul, it creates such a strong magnetic field, and it has so much information in it that you don't even realize is in there. And it's connected to the unified field, which is connected to God, with all the intelligence of creation in it. And what it does is it takes anything that you're connected to through quantum entanglement, which is, once again, more than you even realize. Everything you've ever touched, everybody you know, every place you've ever been, you're connected through quantum entanglement. It starts to pull all of that into alignment. And what I really understand that and applies to your situation also is that when you're in a very challenging situation of any kind, and I have a couple things to tell you about your grandchildren also, is that the energy will straighten out the situation, especially when it seems impossible. You understand that just place of love inside of you connected to your soul and the truth, the things that you're connected to will start to right themselves. And what I saw right away when you mentioned your grandchildren is I think that I actually had a lot of women at one point bringing the subject up with me, and I have the similar thing, where you feel such a connection to these grandchildren. And the reason for it is that you're a Christed one, and so are these grandchildren. Two of them are. I'm getting that two of them are. How many did you say are with a...
I only have two, which is one, and the other one is three.
Yeah, so they're Christed beings, and so are you. So you feel this connection to them, and there's this need to, they incarnate in your life because they really need that connection. And I think you probably sense that. Do you sense that?
Yes.
They need that connection to you, and it seems to be that it's challenging. So I'm getting from spirit that if you continue to stay in a state of love towards the situation, that this person's heart is going to melt. The one that the is this an ex-daughter-in-law or a
No, it's my daughter. My daughter, 26 years old. She lost custody of her children. These are her children, 3 and 6 year old.
Yeah. So I was getting that it was the estranged one was a woman. Okay, so it's your daughter. Sorry about that. She lost custody, and what I'm getting is that your energy is strong enough. If you stay in a state of Christ consciousness and love, and this is really important for people to understand right now, it will melt the hearts of everybody involved in the situation. And that's what I'm getting from spirit. So like what we get is like, do we stand still on something or do we take action? Is there something we need to do within ourselves? And a lot of times it helps to know to be sure about it. you know, to be certain. So hopefully that resonates with you, the wisdom of your soul, that that's what you need to do to resolve the situation, is just stay connected to Christ and Christ consciousness, and just keep your heart in a state of love. Do you have any questions about that?
No, I do love them deeply. I have one question, and I know you're here for just a short minute here. The little one that's mm-hmm. three, he stares at me a lot when I'm doing things, and I always wonder, why do he stare at me like that? Now, the oldest one, he's very grateful to thank me for everything I do for them both, but the little one stares, so... Can Spirit tell me why he stares so at me?
I believe that's why, because when you're from the Christed beings, there's a connection on the soul level, and because he's still so young, he recognizes your soul.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing when you say that.
Yes. Okay.
You're wondering if he's gifted?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why he recognizes as a recognition. Yeah. And
okay.
Your heart is definitely like the leader of this whole grouping of people, and just to keep everything in harmony. You're key. You're very key in the situation. Okay, well, thank you. Blessings in your situation.
Many blessings. Thank you. I love you.
And I'm going to try to do this every Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Okay, aloha. Mm-hmm.
Aloha.
Okay, good. Now the switchboard is getting full up. I think I have 805-914-775-415 and 727. So hopefully I can get through all of these, because I usually can do 6 calls in a half-hour show. Okay, so I'm going to 805. Hi, can you share a little
Alana.
Bit of your situation with us?
Yeah,
aloha.
Sure. Hi, Donna. Aloha. I was just in Hawaii. Loved it. What I wanted to say was I was learning Samadhi meditation, and my teacher on the Zoom gave me my meditation in a private room and said, hold it in your heart area, and I did. And I released all this unbelievable sadness, and it almost felt holy.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next
mm-hmm.
day, I'm sitting up in my bed, and out of the corner of my eye, I felt somebody rushing in, swarming in, and had robes on, and I got to see his face. It was the most, I was just so joyous seeing his face. It was beautiful, and he smiled, and he did have the robes on, but I also felt that he was from regalness, from royalty of some sort. And then I didn't want to talk because I didn't want him to disappear, so I just smiled with my lips, and then... And then I felt all this unbelievable joy in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then he passed away. Then he left. But I don't know why he came. Am I going to die?
Oh, this
soon?
Is beautiful.
Want to give me a message?
No. This is actually, I'm really good at when people tell a story, Spirit will show me what the real story is behind it. No, this is beautiful. This is also, like I said, ascension is understood. It's pretty complex because it's very individual. And that's why it requires... You can read books or whatever, but it kind of requires an intuitive to kind of help somebody get started, and then you can start using your intuition because it's pretty complicated. But what I saw happening is that we communicate with our higher self. As I said in the beginning of the show, I was talking about bringing yourself back to your true purpose and your soul purpose. You know, and you're shedding all of the programming and everything that we've picked up in lifetimes, including this lifetime. And when you do that, you come into the presence of the unified field. You can call it Christ consciousness. You can call it love. You can call it God. You can call it the Holy Spirit, whatever you call it, whatever's comfortable for you. So you get in that realm, and now you're connected to an entirely different, if you flushed out a lot of things with this meditation, now you're reconnecting. The connection has always been there, but we couldn't see it. So you're reconnecting with that realm where all of these benevolent beings exist. And what I saw that as was Christ.
Yeah, me too.
And what that means is you're now connected and you feel this. And this is what happened to me in the early 90s. I went through I did a first initial really big shedding, and the presence of Christ was just amazing. It was, everything was lit up. I was hearing words of wisdom. I didn't go anywhere where I didn't feel the presence and the words of wisdom. I went through months where I couldn't do anything but just listen to this, you know. And most of what I've picked, you know, well, it continued on, but I put it in my books. So heaven is here. It's a realm that's already here, and you've just tapped into it. So you want to stay there and communicate with him is what I'm getting. And I'm guessing you might have already done that. Yeah. So what all that means is, no, you're not ready to, you already not crossed over. See, when we ascended thousands of years ago, people couldn't see you, but now the realm of earth has risen, so now people can stay here and be ascended, and that's what we're doing. So you've taken the first step of removing the past, and you're there, and he's saying communicate with him and let him lead you. He's saying let me lead you, is what he's saying.
Oh, good. Yeah, I thought I heard him once, too, and I was just beaming. I was just beaming looking at the person.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The magnetism,
yeah.
The magnetism. Oh, it was the most beautiful thing I ever experienced. Yeah.
Yeah, and because he came as pure consciousness into the matrix, so that, and it's omnipresent, and it's available to all of us. You don't have to, but it's really the best way to go. So, beautiful. I hope that helps. And
yes,
I hope
much.
I'm here every Sunday, and I can help everybody along the way, okay? All righty.
Thank you, Alana. Appreciate
God bless.
It.
Okay, aloha. Mm-hmm. Yay, we're doing good. Okay, 914 area code. What can I work on with you today?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call, first of all. I'm
sure.
Very appreciative. And I was just wondering if you see a love relationship between somebody I like and myself happening. Do you need his name? Or?
No. What I'll do is I can only tune into your soul. And Spirit has asked me, see, they're with me, Spirit, my higher self and all of this in Christ, to do this to help people with their ascension. So when a person asks me a question that has to do with somebody else, all I can do is tune into your vibe and tell you why your interactions with that person matter. Because everybody comes into our life to shed light on things. Unbeknownst to everybody, the reason we have light shed on things is so that we can rise. So all I can do is tune into what about this is pushing you to rise. Okay?
Okay. Yes, thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Okay. What I'm getting, and, you know, like I said, it's one day at a time. It's one moment at a time. It really true. A lot of us have to do one day at a time first, then we move to one moment at a time. So what I'm getting is it has to do with the balancing of the male and female in you. And so your desire to have a partner has to do with balancing. So Spirit, what does she do about that? Because at this point in time, our soul is asking us to just align with it, not align with other people. So I'm also getting something behind it. I'll get stuff and then I'll keep getting things. But it has to really be followed step by step. I'm getting that this relationship will, I hope people don't ask you that. I guess you'll get to get my style after a while or how this really works. I hesitate to tell you that this relationship will probably stay in your life, but only if you can stay aligned with your center. You can't use this relationship to compensate for anything that you feel is weak inside of you. So that's what you're going to use this relationship for. It's going to be a growth thing for you to identify whenever it feels uncomfortable. Anytime conflict arises, distance arises, all of those things are going to be indicators of something that needs to balance inside of you. So what happens is people's souls come together. We can't wish for it if our soul doesn't want it. So I see the two souls coming together, and it's for growth. I'm not going to go into the other person's growth because I'm not. That's like reading somebody's mail. That's like eavesdropping, you know. But as far as you're concerned, the relationship will stick around only if you always go to your center and say, what is this teaching showing me that I need to step up in my life?
Wow.
Does that make sense to you? Anything that's
yeah.
uncomfortable, anything that, like, say, yeah, okay, it seems like you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, for instance, like, I guess, like, right now, it is, there is a distance, I think, a lot because of COVID, you know, or
uh-huh.
otherwise, you know, but so that distance is teaching me that maybe right now there's things I need to work on myself. And,
uh-huh. yeah.
Like once I do
good.
That, you know,
yeah.
Then
right.
the connection is there and the opportunity will open itself up.
Right. Thank you. You said that perfectly. And I hope everybody heard that. As long as you keep working within and connecting within, those things that you're connected to will automatically come into alignment. They'll either leave or stay. In this case, I have been, Spirit has given me permission to say, this one is supposed to stay as long as you stay on center. Oh. I think you truly understand what I'm saying. Perfect.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
God, thank you. That was
you
know,
yeah.
Thank
thanks
you.
For God. Thank you. Well, thanks for calling
yes.
in. I'm losing my.
Thank
okay.
You.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank
Aloha.
You. Thank you. Thank
you. Oh, we're doing good, but I'm getting too many calls, and I only have 8 minutes left. I can go a few minutes over, but it'll the switchboard cuts me off at a certain point. Hi, I'm with the 775 area code. What can I work on with you today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. My name is Wendy from
sure.
California. And
mm-hmm.
I've been ill since January with my back, and also I have a hearing disability. And my employer got tired of waiting for me to get well, and they fired me on October 19th. I gave them a definite return to work date and regarding my hearing aids, but the HR lady fired me anyway, and she ignored what I was saying. So I do have an attorney hired 2 days later. His name is Taylor, and a pretty aggressive firm. They have a 98% success rate. So I'm very forgiving about what happened, but I think that the universe wants me to stand up for myself. And how will this lawsuit turn out? Will I win? Will I get a settlement?
Okay, that's a pretty vast question, but I have gotten a few things I can give you to go with. You might want to get an individual reading on this. I don't do this. I do this because I love doing this, and it's like my offering of service. But in a few, every once in a while, you see somebody that you could really use, like a half-hour telephone reading. Anybody that needs a private reading, you can email me at alana@alanak.com. And I do reasonable uh-huh. pricing. I'm not like Colette Baron Reed and all that kind of thing. But I'll give you on the show today, that just real quick, because I got a couple more calls to get to, is that what I'm getting is you're getting kicked out of the matrix. But you are right, and this is a very challenging thing to do, and a lot of us are going to be up against these kinds of challenges right now, is that, yes, forgiveness is necessary. Put the best energy possible on the situation, any situation you need to get out of. Realize when you're being kicked out of hell. What I'm getting when I say the matrix kicked out of hell, that's my joke, is that balancing that standing up for yourself, if that's part of uh-huh. your soul growth. Because
absolutely.
What happens is that puts that into your energy field. And what it does is it sends off a vibe to anybody you meet in the future, don't mess with me. Treat me with respect.
Exactly.
And that's a way of respecting yourself. So if you approach the standing, so it's really a tempering situation. I go through this all the time. Do you, are we just being love and throwing daisies through the air? But there's ways to be love. And if you look at the aspects, I think they're on my website. I got to make sure I get that on the front page of my website. The 12 aspects of Christ consciousness, which is the highest level of love. And that's the one that I've been telling people, you know, be in that space, because that's what heals everything and rights everything that you're connected to. So I think in your situation, what I'm getting is use that. Use the highest love, which includes forgiveness. You know, this just happened because this happened. I've learned from it. I'm moving on, but that's the thing I want you to take from it, is it is time for you to move on. But yes, you are supposed to gently, kindly, and firmly stand up for yourself, because that was part of your, so that you're more comfortable doing it in the future, should it ever arise again.
Right. Well, I
but you would want to move on. That, I'm not going to go into that right now. I think it's going to depend on what kind of energy you put on the situation. I'm seeing it coming out. If you put the good energy on it, I am seeing the situation righting itself and turning out
well.
That's all I can say.
I think I've got it nailed, because the
head
of audiology for the hospital wrote a note regarding me, telling me exactly what I need to do my job, which I have done successfully for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm going to ask for audio tapes. And I think that this HR lady, if it goes to court, she's going to be humiliated because she embarrassed herself by stating,
You want to be careful about – I'm sorry. I'm going to have to kind of wrap it up. I really appreciate your call, because I think it was really important information for people, because a lot of people are going through this type of thing. Just be careful about how – try not to let yourself get angry. You know, really, like I said, let the energy – that's what we're supposed to be doing right now. And then you're going to want to be thinking about how you want to move on and what you really want to do in your heart, okay? That's super important for you to take away from this, okay? Super important. Okay, well, thank you for calling in. That was very helpful for a lot of people. Okay, aloha. Okay, great. I should be able to take two more calls, because that's what I had originally on the switchboard. I'm sorry, unless we really buzz through these, area code 650, I might not be able to get to you, because you came on after I had already a full switchboard. Okay, so 415 area code, what can I work on with you today?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
How are you? Hi.
Wonderful.
I called your show before, maybe it was even a year ago, so it's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks.
I am curious about my spiritual gifts coming out and how I could use those toward my next job or career change.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good question. And that's where I've heard other intuitives say that this is really going to be a big year for people bringing out creativity. And I talk about that in my book, Pushing on Your Own Star, that in the future, and I do say that in Heaven Is Here too, we're going to, all this thing with the superstars, that's all just blowing up, you know, where we give all our money and all of our attention to all these athletes and movie stars and singers. It's all, we really need to step up our game and really align with what we're here for and what our gifts are. And the first thought that I had, and this will apply to a lot of people, and I've used this in my life, is the gifts that you have, what you want to do is practice them, whether you're getting paid for it, but don't do it so you're being walked all over. Oh, she's giving me the night. Yeah, I only have a few minutes left. But use them now so that you can develop them. I'm seeing that there's a lot of development yet, but you only develop it by using it, and then you gain confidence in it, and you keep getting more. I'm getting that there's so many more aspects of the gifts that you've already touched on. To really round them out. And the other thing is, to tell you this, and this applies to everybody else, is that it's a continuous, ongoing process. It'll just keep evolving and keep getting better. We never get to the point where we've necessarily not that we should put pressure on ourselves. Oh, you don't know what they are. Do you mean not knowing what your gifts are, or do you mean how you let them develop? Oh, you want to know what your gifts are. I can tune into that. Okay, more specific. In general, you were born with a gift of interacting with people, but I'm seeing a little bit of shyness around that. So you want to?
No,
not really.
No,
I don't know where I'm getting that from. Then
I worked in events the last 10 years. I've been in events. With huge amounts of people and leading people.
There you go. But how about, I'm trying, because when I get an image or a picture or I'm given something, sometimes I'm just getting the wrong angle on it, and then the person can help me. So what I'm getting behind that, I always call it behind it because I'll get like more information that keeps hatching up more information, that it's about now, oh, this is coming in really strong, is to take that where you really, you can handle a lot of details and a lot of people and all this kind of thing. You're supposed
right.
to put that into a situation now where you can be more yourself.
That's for sure.
And yeah. I'm going to stay with that because that fits in with what I was originally getting, is that you have to, it's a gradual process of discovery. You're going to say, oh, I was more myself. I was more comfortable. And then you're going to find out the next time you do whatever you choose to do, wow, I even feel more like myself. And I've
been
through that with a couple of things in my life. I'm a singer, and I cannot believe how every time I perform, I go, wow, I was more myself. That's really it. And then the next time, it's even more. And I've been through this with, I'm also an artist. And so it just keeps going. Yeah, I think that was what we needed to talk about. So good. So come up with whatever you want, throw yourself into it, and just practice being more relaxed and being able to be free to be yourself, you know, at your heart level,
right.
and just continue on that. And then you're going to know where you're going with everything. So hopefully
mm-hmm.
I am here every Sunday, and I've had trouble
Thank
getting
you.
On the internet. The system malfunctions. Last time it was all screwed up. I had one set up. That's why I say I hope I'll be here every Sunday, because sometimes it doesn't work out for me to get online. But I really want to help people through the process so they get a feeling for it. Once you get a feeling for it, then you can be on your own and say, okay, now what is trying to show me? What is this trying to show me? Because it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one day at a time. It's not everything happens at once. Well, thank you so much for calling in. That's great. We almost touched on like every different, all these different angles of ascension. So I appreciate your call, and I hope to talk to you again soon as you progress. Okay,
All
thank
right,
you.
Yes,
aloha.
Thanks for the show.
Okay.
Aloha.
Bye. Now I'm going to the sixth caller, and let's see if I can, sixth caller. Hi, 727 area code. Hopefully the machine's going to cut me off pretty soon, so hopefully I can get this one in. What can I work on with you
Alana,
today?
Alana, thank you so much. Aloha.
You're welcome.
The 12 levels of Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
If you will tune in with me, which of those levels I can most effectively concentrate, focus on in the
Thank you.
Moment.
That's a whole, that's something's always teaching you something about one of those aspects. And we're all born with certain things that were strong and certain things that are weaker. And I got to tell you, the first thing that I got was tolerance. Have you read about the law of allowing in Esther Hicks' material?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying, to polish. So it's just getting a little discomfort. It's more like causing discomfort for you. And you want to just feel absolute joy and bliss.
I have a lot of tolerance for others.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I said that. That was the first thing I got. So I have to say the first thing I get, that's how I've learned how to do this.
Yes,
but
please,
I got to take a different angle on it. So let's see if we can hash this out before they cut us off. So let me see if I got that wrong.
Experiencing joy and like really, I get that. That felt so spot on for me.
Are you feeling that, or are you like at the edge of it, but you're not quite there?
It feels like I'm not. It's interesting because when I first tuned in with you, I had this sense
mm-hmm.
of when you get something gummy on material, and you get, because the word stuck was what drew me back to you. We've talked one other time,
mm-hmm.
and it may have been years. It certainly was
mm-hmm.
at least a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was drawn to you because of the word stuck, and then I immediately had the image of something
mm-hmm.
gummy on a carpet or a piece of material, and you almost have all of it, but there's just that little piece working in it.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm wondering if is it bothering you how crazy people are being today, these days?
Well, what I'm... or the craziness? Where I am is accepting, wanting to accept them with my heart and my head still going,
yeah.
But that seems
crazy
to me. I love you, and
no,
I accept that you have a right to your experience. It still looks
That's
crazy to me.
So, okay, perfect. And this is where I've come today. This is why I struggled all year with this. I have very high tolerance. So I'm right. I'm sure it was right. So I hope you did. So what it is right. You're almost there. You have to move into it. You have to find a way to convince your mind to come into a place of bliss and joy that they're crazy. Or, I finally said, you know what? God knows. I keep getting from, I'm getting from spirit that everything is perfect. I keep being told that, and it's taken me a whole year to get that through my head, that as crazy as things look, it's perfect. You don't know the perfection of it.
We were meant to have
that
this moment together all day long. I kept hearing.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, I had an exchange with a young man in a queue today. He stopped.
Mm-hmm.
He waited outside for me, and he said, I've never done this before. He was in his early 20s. I'm 65. He said, I am moved to say I love you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't this amazing? This is happening.
Home, I kept thinking, you are perfect, and everything in this moment is perfect.
Perfect. I'm sorry, I slapped the table. Perfect, yes.
Yes.
That's what I...
Yes.
It is, even though it looks so bad. And that is a really high spiritual place to come. And then you move into this bliss and ecstasy. So when people are saying to me, like, how are you? And I'm like, it's like, because I know we're here. I know we're at the pinnacle.
You really lost it.
Yeah, really. I know. So, perfect. What does
this
she know
great.
That I don't know? And that's it. Yes,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
yeah.
it. Thank you so much. Wow, we really covered a lot
Thank
of
you.
Stuff. God bless everybody.
Oh, that
called
was so
in.
Cool.
It was so perfect. Okay, aloha.
So perfect. Thank you, thank you. Aloha.
Okay. You're welcome. Aloha. Yeah, I know she's going to cut me off. The Swiss lady comes on the line and she says things to me. It's like a recording, and she says, yeah. So I'm sorry, I can't take my last caller. If you want to shoot me a quick email, alana@alanak.com, maybe I can give you a quick answer. All righty, check out my books. They'll help support your journey. And I'll talk to you next week. Aloha.